Have you ever had a pub meal? I have, and I can tell you, the cardboard menu tasted better than the food itself. And it had fewer rat turds. Anyway, today, a similar story is about to take place as Olipop pops the question to Mr. B.
Mr. B, Mr. B, Mr. B.
What is it, Mr. Pop?
Let's go out to lunch. My treat, I'm paying. Oh, very funny, Mr. B. You can get up now.
But this is all so sudden. Who are you, and what have you done with the real Olipop?
That's just typical, that is. I decided to show a little generosity for once, and this is what I get.
Yes, well, with you, it'd have to be a little generosity.
Oh, shut up, wee bee.
Ah, now that's the old Olipop I know, small and grouchy like that Muppet that lives in a bin.
Oscar.
Why, yes, thank you. I'd love an Oscar. My performance this week is note perfect. Oh.
Well, Mr. B, now that you've smashed all the windows with your top C, maybe you'd like to take me up on the offer of going out with me.
That was a C, was it? Are you asking me out on a date?
No, we're going as friends, comrades, amigos, so to speak.
Ah, right, yeah, of course.
Well, are you going?
All right, I'll go. What have I got to lose?
Come on, then.
Hang on, Mr. Pop. First, I need to set the autopilot for whilst we're away. Hang on. There, it's set.
Your desk has an autopilot.
Yeah, well, somebody's got to fill in for me while I'm away.
Yeah, could have used a dummy.
If we replaced you with a dummy, we wouldn't tell any difference.
Come on, let's go.
Hi, diddly-dee, we're off to have some tea. Oi!
Hello? Mr. B? Mr. Pop? Anyone in?
I am in.
Who's this I?
A friend.
Well, I must say, this is sounding all too mysterious and a tiny bit strange. Why don't you show yourself?
I am shy.
Where are Mr. B and Mr. Pop?
They're out to lunch.
Yes, I know that. I've been working with them for the past 2 years. Tell me where they are.
No. They're really out to lunch.
Look, I don't care how mad they are. I want to book a studio so that I can record my latest and greatest adventure.
I am afraid that won't be possible.
What do you mean?
Your time is nearly up, Dr. Strangeglove. Your time with WCRFM is at an end.
What? How could you say that?
Your audience ratings have dwindled somewhat in recent weeks. Maybe it's to do with the DJ on the other side.
What? You mean a rival?
Of sorts. The DJ on the other side, he plays tunes for all those dearly departed souls. And he hates you, Dr. S. Hates you with a vengeance.
What have the Avengers got to do with anything?
Dr. S, you are going to die.
What do you mean by that? Are you threatening me? Because if you are, then... Oh, good shot.
Oh, come on, Mr. Pop. Please make up your mind.
Oh, I don't know. There's too many to choose from.
Look, for God's sake, just choose a pub and let's grab a pint. I'm starving.
Okay, well, try this one. The Hanging Man.
I like the name. Very ominous.
Yes.
One might almost be forgiven for thinking that this episode is going to end on, I don't know, a darker note than usual.
What? It ain't darker than the episode when we were all turned into cheeseburgers and eaten by a fat man.
No. Way darker. Come on, let's eat.
Okey dokey.
Ah, that looks like a nice table.
Clear off, Baldy.
Who said that?
I did. The table.
Oh, it's not a nice table.
I didn't think tables could talk.
Oh, that's right, short stuff. Rub it in. I'm a table, so therefore I shouldn't talk. It's people like you who give pubs a bad name.
Table, shut up. You're going to be our table, so shut up and let us sit down at you.
That's all I'm good for these days, is being treated as a table. Nobody notices me as Tableau, the movie star.
You was in the movies?
Oh, yes. I was the table in that scene in When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, hang on, here's the waiter.
Would you care to order, sir?
Yes, yes, yes. So, I'll have a cheeseburger, please.
I'll have some of what he's having.
Hello? Have I dead yet?
No. I think he's dreaming.
Hey? Who said that? Where am I? What's going on?
You're doing fine. Keep calm.
Enough of this tomfoolery. I demand to have some explanations as to what the heck is going on. Comprende?
Si, senor.
Good. Now we understand each other. First question first. Am I dead?
Yes.
Good. That's what I wanted to hear. Second question, what?
Yes, you're dead. As dead as some doo-doos.
No! But I cannot be dead. Surely not. I'm not finished living my life yet. There's so much that still has to be done. What about my life, my legacy? Surely 887 episodes of Strange Tales cannot have gone unnoticed.
You'll be surprised.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Well, I mean, nobody listens to you whilst the DJ's around.
Where the hell is this DJ?
Correct.
What?
You'll find the DJ in hell. It's just down the corridor, 666th door on your right.
Right.
Oh, but you can't go and see the DJ now.
Why not?
Because you haven't got an appointment. You need to book an appointment at least 4 days in advance of seeing the DJ.
Stuff that! I'm seeing him now. I'm seeing him now, and I'm going to kick his butt.
But what?
But I'm scared.
Oh, toddle off and see the DJ, you big softy. I'm sure he won't bite your head off much.
Thank you, Mr. Voice. I'll do just that.
Our wait has been an awfully long time with our food.
Yeah.
I mean, we both ordered a cheeseburger. It's not camel on toast, is it?
Ooh, actually, camel on toast is the chef's special.
Somehow, I'm not surprised.
Psst!
What?
Psst!
I've hardly touched a drop.
No. Mr. B, there's a man with a carrier bag standing right behind you.
What? Oh, yeah.
Psst! Hey, want to buy some gammon?
Gammon? That's weird. What else have you got?
Bacon.
Oh, okay. So, still pig-related, then.
Look, man with carrier bag, we don't want any gammon or bacon. Just push off.
Oh, okay. You didn't have to be so rude, honestly. I don't know why I'm...
Okay, he's gone. That was weird, Mr. Pop, wasn't it?
I didn't know that knock-off Nigel was now selling knock-off gammon.
Yeah, I can just imagine the adverts. Demand genuine gammon. Don't let the gammon pirates get away with it.
Hey, Mr. B.
What?
It must be. Hey, apocalypse.
Oh, blaming hell.
Oh, here we go. Another loony. What do you want?
Want to buy some Meccano?
But there's no door. No number 666. There's nothing. Nothing around for miles.
Look behind you.
Ah, yes, I know that there's a popcorn maker.
It's an apocalypse popcorn maker. An a popcorn ellipse, if you will.
Oh, very funny.
Well, I think so. Can you see that sign there?
Yes.
Read it. What does it say?
It says, don't touch.
So, don't touch.
I don't take orders from you. I'm going to touch it.
Oh, very well.
Has it finished?
Now it has. Enjoy your apocalypse.
Oh, terrific.
Oh, that was really tasty.
Mmm.
Well, I don't know what happened to our cheeseburgers, but I tell you what, we sure didn't go hungry.
Yep, that gammon and Meccano meal was splendid for us.
And so very, very tasty.
It was like build your own meal.
We built up our appetites. Thanks to the hooky Meccano, held together with strips of gammon and bacon, a construction of love.
Great galloping gooseberries.
That sounded funny, say it again.
Great galloping gooseberries. What was that alarm?
No cause for alarm, Mr. Pop. It's just me watch. It's alerting me to the fact that it's time to go back to work.
Oh, work.
Come on, back to WCR Towers.
Hang on, aren't we supposed to leave a tip?
This place is a tip. And besides, we never got the food we ordered.
That's true.
You see, the popcorn maker is also a time television where you can see into the past.
Can't we change channels?
Okay. That's the shopping channel. Ah.
That's Lee B and Ollie Pop. They're out to lunch.
Told you, didn't I?
I wonder what did happen to our cheeseburgers.
What? What's he saying that for?
You see, they are more concerned as to the whereabouts of their cheeseburgers. They don't care about you.
Ruddy cheeseburgers.
Do you want to be a cheeseburger?
No!
I can make you one if you so wish.
No thanks. I'm quite happy chomping on unsalted popcorn for the rest of eternity.
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Hey, who's this? Another voice?
No, stupid. It's my own voice, not another voice.
Oh, good. Now that you're here, whoever you are, maybe you can answer my question. Who are you?
I am the DJ.
You are the DJ?
And you are my prisoner.
Okay, so then, where am I?
You're inside the kaleidoscope, stupid.
What?
To be continued, maybe.